Well, Darren, hugely significant win and a battling performance from your players today.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an easy place to come. I said in my sort of press the other day, it's a direct game and they're dangerous with it. And, you know, you look at the final third entry, certainly in the first half that we had to deal with, you know, the boys dealt with a bombardment of balls into the box, and it's not easy to play against. It's hard to get our pattern of what we want to achieve, and it was two different games in comparison to the one against Plymouth, so I respect the players for dealing with that threat.
When you brought in Brandon Goodship, you said to me he's a goal scorer, and he's proved that today.
Yeah, he's took his goal really well. Fantastic. I was disappointed, you know, with the front three in the first half, because it was so important that they retained possession when the ball went forward. But having said that, you know, certainly Brandon and Tavon, it's not their main strength, but because it's that type of game, you have to deal with that, and it was important we secure possession. So I sat them down, I said, look, it's not your perfect under-21s game, and you've got to do a shift for the team. And, you know, they've responded certainly by that finish in the second half, so very good.
You were missing Liam Walsh and Francois Zoko today through illness. Can you tell us now the extent of the illness in the camp? Because I think it might be some other players suffering as well, might it?
Yeah, there was one or two that were really carrying sort of ill symptoms. And, you know, again, I didn't want any negatives. It's all about positives. So what a fantastic result.
Was Alex Lacey available from the bench? He looked a bit pale to me.
Yeah, he'd done a job for the team. If not, I was even thinking about bringing Wheelie on, but I didn't know where to play him, centre half or up front.
So if you'd have suffered an injury towards the end and you'd had to bring on three subs, would it have been Lacey or Wheel? Had you decided that?
I already asked Chris, to be honest, and as I said, when I said it to him, he has scored from outfield. So, it was one of them. But on a serious note, everyone was saying that was a six-pointer, and there was a lot of pressure on that game that the players just responded with and dealt with. And I listened to the club captain's interview, and I thought it was probably up there with the best interview I've heard a club captain give, about being professional, about him talking about the staff, and talking about the players. And I asked for a professional performance today, and I went into that much detail. I even said to the physio the game was going to be won or lost on him, on how professional he prepared the players. So I've got to thank him, I've got to thank my assistant manager, and I've got to thank for the kit man, that they've really organised a professional travel, because I felt that was important going and learning from the Hartlepool game, that everything's got to be spot on to win a game of football nowadays, because everyone knows everything about each other. When you've played, what you got to think of is, well, these boys have gone Portsmouth, Plymouth, with the most powerful performance that I've seen at Yeovil for a long time, and then gone and put in that shift again today. So, you know, in my eyes, these players are heroes at the moment.
9 points clear of Dagenham. York, I think, were defeated by a late goal. 3 points clear of York as well. How good does that feel?
Yeah, it feels good. And how good is it for the travelling army to travel home tonight? They deserve it.
Hope you have a good journey home. We'll see you Tuesday. Thanks, Darren.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.